SEBS Governing Council President David Joaquin, what does the SEBS Governing Council do?
So the SEBS Governing Council has a lot of jobs. One of the main things that we do actually is create a connection between the students in SEBS and the administration. So most of our work actually deals with the deans of students or anything that has that is major related under all of SEBS, kind of try to make that connection and that gap smaller and making the student's life as easy as possible, as well as we fund the SEBS clubs, such as the Seeing Eye Puppy Club, the Animal Companion Club, and Architecture Club, and SEBS Pre-Med Credential Club. So we also try to create a very well-rounded community by actually allowing students and giving the students a good opportunity to get involved in all of SEBS.
And who makes up the council?
So in the council, we have all of our executive board. So there's the president and the vice president, and there's the secretaries, the treasurer, but then most of our members are actually the students. They are major representatives. So, for example, we have a biochemistry major representative. We have a environmental policy representative, animal science representative. We also have a class representative. So, for example, I'm class of 2019. There's representatives for 2020, 2021, and hopefully we can get someone for 2022.
And what do you do as president of the council?
So as president, I try to keep outside connections as clear as possible. So actually, one of the things that I had to do on Tuesday was to go to the vice chancellor and meet with him and the other student leaders, such as the RUSA president, the Engineering Governing Council president, and other presidents for different communities. That was one of my jobs. Also, I meet with my dean, Dean Storch and Dean Jefferson. They're the advisors for the Governing Council. I also have to have a connection between like different advisors, as well as create a connection between anyone that contacts me. So an example for that is there was a startup company that wanted SEB students to be interns. So I was actually the liaison to tell the SEB students that, okay, so we have this opportunity. If you're in this major and you're interested to be an intern, please apply, that kind of thing. So they reached out to me, and I was able to connect them to the outside. That's mainly the job of the president.
So I want to know a little bit how you got involved and what your experience is like. So how did you get involved in the SEBS Governing Council, and how did you become representative for 2019?
So I actually got into SEBS Governing Council, or SGC, because when I was a freshman, my brother told me to join. So I joined. At that time, I took the position on to become the RUSA representative. So I was the liaison between SEBS Governing Council and the RUSA. And I went to both meetings. I gave the input for SEBS and took SEBS interest in heart. And I tried to do that as best as I could. And then the following year, I became the representative for my class, so 2019 representative. And at that time, I actually became the chair for the allocation committee that deals with basically funding all the clubs. So I was on the committee the year before that, and then I became the chair. And then the year afterwards, my junior year, I stayed as the chair for the allocation committee, but I became the biological sciences representative. And from that point on, at the end of the year, it became a realization that I was one of the few people that were eligible to become president. And I had a very high spirit for SEBS. SEBS is home to me. So I decided to run for president. Fortunately, I ran unopposed, but I think my plan for this whole year is very big, build on advertisement and bringing in more SEBS students.
So you've obviously worn lots of hats throughout your career at Rutgers, and you were basically the liaison and also a voice for the student body, correct?
Yes, I was the voice for SEBS in RUSA.
So according to the Student Affairs website, it says that the SEBS Governing Council amplifies the student voice. Is there anything else besides talking to faculty and people outside of Rutgers? Are there any ways that you amplify the student voice?
As I mentioned today, with my meeting with the Vice Chancellor, Dr. Mena, one of the things that a biological sciences major, being in SAS and SEBS, and there's like a huge disconnect. So I know I myself have an issue with that, and my colleagues have issues with that. in SEBS just because the tuition's higher for us, the requirements are more, even though it's the same exact degree. So that was one of the things that I brought up to understand why is Rutgers have that such disconnect and basically bring the student's voice into it, because even though the administration have talked about it, that doesn't really say much about if they're actually going to do something or if they're planning on doing something. But they were very transparent with me, and they're going to be putting me in contact with someone for that specific issue. But I've also worked on the committee for the accreditation of Rutgers, and I've brought in students' opinion about how some credits weren't transferable within Rutgers from Newark or Camden into New Brunswick. So in that way, I'm able to actually amplify the students' problems, opinions to the administration just because I have such close contact with them. And even in the council, we have senators that go to the Senate meetings, and they even do more work just because they meet with the senators of Rutgers as well as the president, Dr. Barshi. So in council, everyone in council has their position, and their position allows them to have such power to give power to the student.
Do you anticipate any concerns rising this year?
As rising concerns from a governing council perspective, I would say the new chancellor, Chancellor Malloy, the only reason for that is we created such a close connection with former Chancellor Dutta, and we expected him to be in the position for a long time. Unfortunately, after he stepped down, everyone was kind of confused for a bit, but I think the issues now that we might be facing are how to restart moving forward, I guess, just because we're going to have to make those connections again and rebuild those relationships with the chancellor office once more, just because there's a brand new team on there. Dr. Mena is new in his position, and Chancellor Malloy is also new, so we're going to have to do a lot of work to bring those connections back.
So speaking of this current semester, are there any new initiatives that you are taking on this year?
So for the past few years, SEBS have been getting less and less students admitted, but what we're going to be trying to do is give a bigger voice to the SEBS students community, just because not only we want more students in, but we want to show that our representation and our presence has so much power than any student actually expects. All of us together as students, our voice is way stronger than the administration. So just publicizing our existence, our presence, and showing that we are doing the same thing and on the same side, I think is one of the main things that I'm going to be trying to tackle this semester.
What makes SEB stand out from other student government organizations on campus?
So I would say that SEB is the best just because I love SEB. I think the main thing that puts SEB on the map in comparison to other schools is, other than we have Passion Puddle, even though Douglas will argue that they have it too, but I think we might have the biggest spirit. So back in the olden days, it was Cook College, and until now, we get alums that would come to our meetings and they would say, "We graduated when it was still Cook College," and the spirit that they had and that they still have, even from current students like myself and my colleague, it's huge. And if anyone can relate to how important that connection is, you would know that without that, you don't feel like you're home. I know I spend most of my time on Cook campus. I can walk into almost any room and know someone in there. We just have this huge connection to each other just because we're such a small community, but we become a family even after graduation.
So everything you said about family and just all everything that SEBS has to offer, if you could pick one thing that you want listeners to know about SEBS, what would it be?
I don't want to sound like a broken record, but once you're in SEBS, no matter, even if you transfer, you're still going to be part of the family. seems very much like a family, and it's not like I'm trying to sell it just because, but I've truly felt it. No matter how hard the classes are, those organic chemistry classes, office hours, and those really hard classes that you think, why did I take that class? There's always someone to help you through it. And just knowing that there's always going to be someone there with you is the only thing I can say that you need to know about STEBS.
Do you hold any type of events that is open to the public of the students? And if you do, when are they?
Actually, all of our meetings are open to anyone if they would like to come. We meet every other Monday. Our next meeting is going to be September 24th at 7:30 in Cook Campus Center in room 202, A, B, and C. If anyone likes to come, please join us. But we're also going to be doing Monster Mash, most likely Special Friends Day.
And lastly, for anyone who's interested in joining the SEBS Governing Council, where can they go to join?
So you can go to sgc.rutgers.edu. It's our website. We're slowly getting it updated. Anyone on there, you can email. Most likely, your best bet would be emailing corresponding.sgc.council@gmail.com. If you even just press contact us from the website itself, it should take you there. But anyone on the executive board, you are totally welcome to email them. We are very quick in response. So just shoot us an email.
Thank you so much, David, for joining me. This has been Jane Chacko, WRSU News.